Full of Sound and Fury is a podcast for adults, by adults, containing adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
I signed my son up for karate.
Oh, cool.
I thought about inviting you to come over and to school him in the ways like Miyagi.
Now, see, we're at the awkward part again where we have to explain that karate and kung fu are not the same thing.
No.
I'm just going to go ahead and skip that part and ask, what style of karate do you know?
Hopefully the style that doesn't teach you how to kill your brother and sister. That's the priority I have.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, if I had my choice, it would be the kind that like has the 8 or 9 different animals.
You know, okay.
The caterpillar and the where you can transform into different things and climb up walls and stuff like that. That was my favorite stuff. What were the name of those brothers? Shaw brothers.
Yeah, the kung fu films from
the
70s.
You got the right letters.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I want him to learn Shaw Brothers karate. is that a thing? Can you walk into a karate place and say, look, I want him to be like the Shaw Brothers films?
If you went into a kung fu place, maybe, but definitely not a karate place.
Well, that sucks.
No, it's fine. We'll sit you down with a map. It's going to be okay.
Well, now I need a kung fu place then.
Yeah,
I'm
down
7-year-old to walk home and say I know kung
fu. No, I'm glad we're opening with this. I have done a lot of Asian pop culture this last month since I spoke to you guys, weirdly enough.
Oh, cool.
I don't really know why, but yeah, it's been weird.
That's just so like in a tangent, and we just marched right into it. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Well, is this the son that broke his arm?
Yes.
Okay. Do you not see a problem with that?
No, they heal like rubber. I mean, he was fine 2 weeks later. You and I, and I assume even Ariel, even though he is a kung fu master, he is getting older too, and eventually he'll have to age. And,
no, he just focuses. He focuses his chi, and it's good.
Yeah,
I play D&D. I know this shit.
Yeah, I get injured and I'm out for a year, maybe 5. But my son, on the other hand, he's rocking along.
How much do you think one of those little blue tarp tents the NFL has costs?
You know. $20?
Yeah, probably. I mean it is literally just blue tarp.
Yeah. I think they bought them just to put over the kneelers.
Oh wow.
Well, they're hiding shit, but I think they're hiding the whatever they're pumping in their head to prove, you know. Yeah, no, you don't have a concussion, you're fine. That's not a thing.
But we have sure seen some concussions today, haven't
yeah.
we? Good night. There was one that was completely ignored. Oh, God, I wish I could remember what game it was. I think it was Houston. Man, kid got tattooed, and they didn't notice it. And he's, like, wobbling towards the camera.
Jesus.
I mean, it was like a close zoom, too. It wasn't like a handout thing. I mean, they were right on it, and they were talking about something else. And he's, like, going left and right, and his eyes are all like Marty Feldman. I mean, it was horrible. You got tattooed.
Yeah, and without HD, how many generations might this shit have gone on for?
Yeah, you're right.
Because it's not like the NFL stopping, and it's just we as the audience are seeing it now.
Yeah, that's true. Other than NFL films, which, you know, that would take 8 months. We'd be
it's artificially grained up, so it looked classier.
Uh-huh. But, you know, when they had a concussion, it was set to, you know, big orchestra. It wasn't so bad.
Oh, it's hard to watch 70s Raiders games now.
Oh, yeah.
That's some WrestleMania shit compared to what we see these days.
Boy, that's the truth. That's the truest thing you've ever said.
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's one of those things that is just like, yeah, it really is.
You don't have to feel too bad. They're all dead now.
Oh, I think they may have been half dead then, is my point, though.
Yeah, exactly. They didn't last long.
And that's back when science was, we'll just rub some dirt in it, you're fine.
That's right.
Yeah, smell this.
They just rub the player dirt.
Yeah, wow. Well, congratulations on a victory today for your Miami Dolphins, Ariel.
Thanks.
I think they won, right? Eventually, after 8 hours of a lightning delay.
You know, hurricane season and whatnot. Yeah. I wasn't following. Let me
look. I was in Nashville.
It was?
I think so.
Looks like it was in Miami.
Yeah. Oh, it was in Miami? Okay. All right. That makes some more sense.
Yeah, you know, 1-0. It's a good way to start.
Yeah. Mariota is injured again. So he's on brand.
There you go.
Well, let's open it up before we go any further here. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Full of Sound and Fury podcast. It has been more than a hot minute since I've spoken to these guys, so get comfortable, strap in. I got a feeling we're running long on this episode already. I'm Cyrus Morozovi of Kirkland, Washington. I'm going to take a moment to introduce my esteemed panel from the ATX. Kung Fu Master, not karate, Ariel Rodriguez.
Thank you for the distinction. It's a pleasure to be here.
Hashtag China, not Japan. Also from the ATX, we missed him last episode. Deeply, truly, is Keyshawn Xavier.
Keyshawn Trubisky tonight.
No.
Bringing the thunder.
Not Keyshawn Mack?
No, Keyshawn Trubisky.
All right, fair enough.
Although, damn.
We'll see if he keeps doing it. Mack has games like this. He then disappears for a month. So... But yeah. Maybe that was just because Oakland was bad, and they, you know, I don't know. But if he plays like anything close to this consistently, Chicago will be a force to be reckoned with for sure.
No kidding.
Yeah. Who knew? And I think Rodgers is done already, speaking of. Oh, so
they were saying that at least they brought him back out on the field, and he's wearing the uniform still. So he might actually be cleared.
To wear clothes, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Thank you, Dr. Collinsworth.
Is there anything more depressing than watching a team that, it breaks my heart, even though I'm not a Green Bay Packer fan. It's just enjoy good NFL games. And, you know, it goes from this is going to be a competitive game, even though the Bears were up 10-0 when he was knocked out. Yeah. I mean, you still don't ride out Green Bay when they've got Rodgers there. And then when Rodgers is gone, it's just like, well, okay, this game's over.
I am not old enough to remember most of Montana's prime. But before Rodgers, that was the guy in my head that I thought, this is the best quarterback ever. I think Rodgers might be that guy now. He certainly scares the hell out of me whenever he's on the other side of the field for any team I'm pulling for.
Yeah, it's depressing. Particularly the fact that he just was like bent over and it's this little... you know, thing. It's not like it was a horribly gross injury. I'm hoping that it's not that bad, but it is a bad angle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll see. But yeah. Probably by the time this episode goes live, we'll know.
He's.
But one thing I do know, Jason Garrett will always be the coach of the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh God. Oh, you know, it's easy to blame Garrett because he sucks, but
No, you're done, period. Let's move on.
So what else is there to say?
Well, he's there because he's a good suck-up, and you got to hate the boss that wants a good suck-up.
I do.
Jerry Jones needs to die. I mean,
this has become the new running joke at the Ringer podcast and website network, is like, what does Garrett have on Jerry? Because there's literally no other explanation as to the longevity of this guy's tenure with the team.
I think he's like milk toast, yes man, blah, 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 and that's exactly what Jerry wants.
That's not enough at this point. Keyshawn Trubisky, I'm asking you point blank, is there a Jerry Jones P tape, and why haven't we found it yet?
I think it's already out there. I think we've seen plenty of miserable shit Jerry Jones. it doesn't matter. I mean, since the day he first bought the Cowboys and was an asshole. I mean, it's just been ever since. Yeah, and God, I just want him to die. I want him to die before my father dies, so my father can have that joy
of wow.
blasted Jerry Jones. You can tell I'm speaking from the heart.
I really I had nothing to add to that. I'm like, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I mean the sooner Jerry Jones. I mean, the problem is that we don't have a midterm election to get rid of Jerry Jones. You know,
there's no blue wave.
No, there's no blue wave, no silver wave,
no
white wave.
Yeah,
no wave. It's just the wave of time, and hopefully, cancer or something.
But he's so rich. I mean. Normal health concerns don't affect him, right?
I would think, yeah.
I saw that movie with Jodie Foster and Matt Damon that I can't think of the name of now. I know what they actually have in space for them. My motherfucker ain't ever dying.
Yeah.
What's that movie called?
Contact.
I can't remember.
Was floating up in space, right?
Yeah, what the shit was that thing called?
It was Contact, was the name of the movie.
No, that's the McConaughey one. The more recent one. It was from the same guy who made Section 9, I believe.
Wait a minute.
Oh, Elysium.
Second movie.
Thank you. There we go. Bam.
What's it
Elysium.
Called? And there's another old man that lives up in space with...
No,
there's always an old man that lives in space.
The idea is the premise of the film is that the one percenters now live on an orbital platform.
Oh, when Jodie Foster was the old man up in space. Now I'm
right. Okay. Well, she was really their evil maitre d', as I understood it.
God, I never really saw that movie, and even then I didn't put it together that she'd really like taken the place of that other guy. Maybe they're in the same universe. That'd have been a great.
It's the Fosterverse.
Yes. Well, you know, everybody in Hollywood's trying to do it now. They just didn't realize they did it.
Yep.
That's ridiculous. Oh, we're in good form. All right.
Yes.
We're hitting the podcast.
We found all the rabbit holes already.
Speaking of Japanese pop culture.
Okay. I know Ariel's doing the Lord's work by climbing up on this particular crucifix. Let me give him the floor. Initial thoughts and observations from Iron Fist Season 2.
Okay, you'll find this interesting. I haven't watched it yet.
I'm not at all surprised.
I'm going to replace what I would say for that. I'm going to put a pin in it because I will watch it. I just haven't had a chance because I've been so engrossed with Marvel's Spider-Man for PlayStation. That is
the
ultimate Spider-Man game.
God damn it.
The ads look badass.
Phenomenal. Like, story-wise, characterization-wise, the fun of being Spider-Man in New York. The story is fantastic so far. I'm floored. I've been playing it all weekend. I haven't been able to step away from it. It's just
can
been
I
that
just
good.
Come and steal your PlayStation 4 from your house? Boy, nothing has hit like this in years that's made me want to buy.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, Fortnite?
What?
But you meant personally. I got you.
Console seller. I haven't seen anything that's a console seller like this in a long time. I'm trying to remember the last one there was. I can't think of it.
Does Overwatch not track that particular box?
Oh, hell no.
No? Okay. No.
I mean, I think Overwatch, since it's multi-platform, kind of like Fortnite, they're not going to drive a console sale.
Oh, okay. Well, the answer to your question is, wait, I said that wrong. In that case, the answer to your question is Breath of the Wild.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
There you go. That's a good
one. Mario Odyssey just as much, probably. Yeah.
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 Hey, that game was so good, Nintendo didn't have to make a game for 18 months.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I'm so envious. You're playing that shit. That is,
Yeah, dude. It's It's just unbelievable.
I'm seeing pictures of Spider-Man PS4. So apparently it's that big.
Yeah. It's, yeah. I don't think the trailers necessarily do justice to just how good the characterization of Peter Parker and his surrounding cast and the villains and just the style of play and the story they're telling. And just like they do, I don't think the trailers do it justice. Like it's that good.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
those trailers look amazing.
And just like the feel of it, you feel like you're in the comics, like the good ones before all the crap that they did before ruining his marriage. I mean, he's not married to Mary Jane, but Mary Jane is a key character in the, game.
One more game.
Yeah. It's sort of like that. They broke up 6 months prior to the start of the game. And Miles Morales is also in the game. His story is kind of integrated into the plot.
Yes.
I'm not sure to what extent, but he's not Spider-Man yet anyway, at least from the beginning of the game. So we'll see, but it's just, yeah.
Does he have his guy in the chair?
He does not have his guy in the chair. Peter is like, he doesn't work for the Daily Bugle. Also, J. Jonah Jameson is Alex Jones in the game.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Which is brilliant. So appropriate.
Yeah,
he's got a podcast. You listen to it. In fact, you can unsubscribe from it if you're too annoyed by it after a while in the game.
Jack?
Yeah. So Peter's kind of like his own gadget guy. He tinkers on the side with his suit and stuff like that. So he doesn't necessarily have a guy in a chair, but he's got a cop friend. And Mary Jane, who's his reporter friend, Mary Jane is a reporter for the Bugle in this incarnation. But it's a fresh take. It's a fresh take, puts people in interesting, scenarios, but it still feels familiar. Anyway, I don't want to rant on for too long, but
no, that's good and well covered. I really like just speaking from an aesthetic perspective, I really like the suit tweak.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
A little bit of white really works.
Really?
Yeah, it's been growing on me, I gotta say.
The classic is just you really can't improve upon it, but this one doesn't fuck it up.
True.
Is there a game driven reason why?
Yes, there is a game. You start with the classic suit, and then you take down somebody. I won't say who. I won't want to ruin it. You get tore up, and you're poor as hell because you're Peter Parker. You don't have a good job, and you can't make ends meet because you're too busy being Spider-Man. So
it's the white duct tape.
You know, well, you find some resources. I won't say how, and then you kind of rebuild your suit, and you get the white spider suit.
You have me. I'm damn it. I'm gonna have to buy a PS4.
I think if you get 20 to 40 hours out of this game, I think it's worth it.
Okay, well, let me ask you, since we're delving into the every kind of bizarre topic known to man. Is the PS4 a pretty good 4K Blu-ray player?
I don't have a PS4 Pro, which is the more expensive version, which you need to play 4K stuff.
Okay.
Is
the game in 4K?
The game would be in 4K if you had a PS4 Pro. So it ships with assets for 1080p and 4K. On the same disc, and then depending on what.
I just caught a Keyshawn-gasm on on the mic. I love it. Okay, that's too much.
No, I'm not.
Who are you kidding? Now
that second gasm was more self hate.
You don't have to hate yourself. Yeah, you're raising children, and now karate masters. You're two away from your own Power Ranger squad, man.
Oh, that's an interesting way of putting it.
I made my own Incredibles.
Yeah, there you go.
Little bastards.
Boy, that went fast.
Yeah.
We all went over to Lucy in Disguise. You got, and for the podcasters not in Austin, that's a costume place in downtown Austin. It's been around forever and a day. And we went there in the express purpose of finally doing the family Incredibles for Halloween. And we no sooner got in the door than that just went to shit. No, they're all doing their own shit now. I had my hopes up.
Oh, I'm sorry. To be fair, I don't know that any family ever does the family costume. Because the little ones always have such strong opinions as to what they want to do.
That's true, but I have seen it done. I just don't know how those people do it. They must rule their families with an iron fist. That's the only thing I could think of. As well I should.
I'm just who excuse me, as I go into owl mode there. Who have you seen pull this off?
Oh, Facebook.
Oh, fake news.
I have Facebook friends. Yeah, exactly. They probably photoshopped those outfits.
No, they absolutely photoshopped those outfits.
And the smiles on their children's faces.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hell, I can do that.
You're fine, buddy. You're good. Crisis averted.
I'm going to put googly eyes on their pictures, too, while I'm at it. Why not?
I have the wrong platform.
Oh.
Did you guys see that they've taken a real hit?
Facebook?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, with the quote-unquote kids.
Oh, yeah. So something about, like, in the 18 or whatever age group, they have their daily active users is down, right?
Yeah, they're cutting it out.
25 to 50%.
Damn, that's a pretty big cut.
It really is.
My access to high schoolers is usually through like babysitters and older siblings, and yeah, they're all like actively cutting out. Like it's almost like the say no to drugs, defy it slash like anti-smoking back when we were young. You know, where all the high schoolers are kind of like, well, that's unhealthy. We're not going to do that. That's the vibe I've gotten from the ones I've talked with.
Wow, good for them.
I'm amazed. Yeah, I'm like, I think it's more after you get out of school. I mean, it's the way I always used it was mainly for keeping up with old friends that in any other means I wouldn't catch up with them. I've never used it as actively like for, you know, day-to-day engagement as I think most people do.
Yeah, which is really fucking sad. At least, if it's the only way, I guess, you reach out to the world, there's something a little sad about that. But
exactly.
I don't want to judge anyone having online friends either.
That's true.
Well, yeah, right on.
Twitter seems like a more immediate type of thing. You know, it's mm-hmm. more like just enough for a thought.
Sure. Well, I mean, there was a real danger there of Facebook becoming synonymous with the web, and that's not good for anybody.
Yeah, I agree. I think the web is better decentralized.
Hell yeah.
That was AOL.
Yeah, and wasn't that just the best?
Right, exactly.
Don't be like us kids.
Yeah, I was just
learn from our mistakes.
Oh, God, yes.
AOL.
You don't have to have mail.
You don't know how bad it was.
All right. Well, before we sound like two old of men, Ariel, run me through Dragon Con, buddy.
Oh, man. So it was my first Dragon Con. It's huge. So much to do, so much to see. Comics, movies, TV, role playing, LARPing, people, you know, live action and tabletop, you know, gaming.
Cosplay is big there, too, right?
Cosplay is huge. Yeah. Huge. Some very, very well done, elaborate costumes. You can tell people put a lot of work into it, building up all year to kind of put it on display. You know, concerts, just, I don't, there's just so much. There's so many tracks
living together.
Yes. Pandemonium. I mean,
yeah.
my wife, Jo, was speaking at a few panels in the Kidlit track, of which there is one, at Dragon Con with a lot of different YA and middle grade authors. So there's even that if you're interested in children's literature. There's, you know, tracks for sci-fi. There's tracks for the Electronic Freedom Foundation has a track about educating people on computer science and hacking. There's a science-sponsored track, so you get to do astronomy stuff and do science stuff. Like, it's just, it goes on and on. It's like, it's That's why I think there's no like good name for it other than maybe Dragon Con, which is kind of just, you know, unique to it because it's more than just a convention about comics or sci-fi or games, or it's all of those things and more.
This is rapidly turning into a podcast where it's one of those, at least an annual tradition, where Keyshawn has to write down notes of awesome things Ariel has found and done. And just
Dragon Con's been on my bucket list for a while.
Fuck, it sounds incredible.
Oh, where yeah.
Where is it?
It's in Atlanta.
Oh.
Now, let me follow that up because this is where I wanted to go with it. Like, it's spread out across all of Atlanta, right?
Downtown. There's like a 4 or 5 block kind of square of
nerd grounds downtown
Atlanta. Yeah, boy, oh boy. Like, once, you know, like the taxi cab drivers and the Lyft and Uber drivers are like taking pictures of everybody on the street as they're driving because there's so many people in costume and everything.
That sounds incredibly safe.
Yeah. Well, the traffic is so slow because there's so many people walking around. It's like, it's insane. So yeah, 100,000 people, there's like 4 or 5 hotels and the con is spread amongst them. So there's no convention center per se. So I guess a little bit like PAX West is, where there's, you know, it's metastasized outside of the convention center.
That's a great verb for it.
Yeah, it seemed appropriate. Dragon Con's like kind of just like integrated that into the way it's been from the core, I guess, where they just, it's too big for any one venue to contain it at this point, and there's no good convention center located downtown, so they spread it out. You've got a Marriott, a Sheraton, a Hyatt, Hilton, and there's like America's Mart, which is like this sort of meeting space, sort of convention space, sort of mall that they take over 2 buildings of it, multiple floors with like vendor space. Like the exhibition hall is 4 stories. Well, and the 4th story is really an artist alley, but it's like 3 stories of vendors of various, mostly costume oriented gear and swag, but there's plenty of other stuff there too.
And that kind of serves as the hub, it sounds like.
Yeah, to some extent. And thankfully most of the hotels are connected via Skybridge of some kind. So you get a convenient path where if you don't want to hit the street for whatever reason, you can kind of stay indoors and move. Like, they were threatening that there's going to be rain the whole weekend, and it didn't rain, thankfully. But you know, if you're walking outside, it's
time of year, isn't it?
Yes. It's still pretty warm, not Texas warm, but pretty warm and quite humid. But, it's awesome. There's so much to do. You're never going to be able to see all of it. It's a worse problem than PAX in that respect. But it was a lot of fun.
Yeah. That sounds rocking. Well, what were your favorite parts of it?
I'm a big fan of the Expanse, the show The Expanse, and the segments where they had the cast come out and do Q&A and talk about the science of The Expanse were really great. The cast is awesome. They're really fun people to like listen, talk about their experiences on the show. And the science one was really well put together. There's this guy, I forget his name at the moment, but he was like a science YouTube channel, and he was the host while he had the cast there. And he's really lively, and they kind of worked through some of the scenarios and had clips from the show to kind of go with it and interview the cast about the science, which is awesome.
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
It was not Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Well, everything else you've seen is awesome. I was just assuming.
Yeah, he wasn't there that I know of. But they also had some of the Arrowverse folks, like John Barrowman was there, and he did apparently has like some crazy panels. I only went to one with him, Tom Cavanaugh, Brandon Routh, and Victor Garber from the Arrowverse.
Just the legends
shows. Yes, two legends and Harry Wells and Malcolm Merlyn talking about the universe and answering questions. And another one where they're just having fun. So it's not like drab or, you know, just like this cold Q&A. Like there's a lot of fun to it. Big audiences for all this stuff, of course. Honestly, another hidden gem was Benedict Wong, plays Wong, you know, in Doctor Strange and Avengers Infinity War. That dude is hilarious. He is awesome.
He was named to play.
Yeah, he has this whole story about how he went for it, and he had like a, his own little private campaign called Wong for Wong that, was, that he talks about. And then later on, he's friends with Chiwetel Ejiofor, and he had this conversation, and the punchline is like, he's like, is this for Wong for Wong? And he's like, no, Wong is Wong. I got the part. So he has this whole like text message thing going. He has a great story about it, that it was just a really fun time listening to him talk to. And you just get those little things everywhere. And they're also like, we went to a panel about the Spider-Verse and like, you know, different characters that are not Spider-Man in the Spider-Man universe of the comics, and went to a interesting panel about the class of 1998, where they talk about all the anime that came out in 1998, which there was quite a bit of kind of classic series and movies that came out in that specific year.
98 was a big year for nerddom in general.
Yeah, I
believe we should probably do a deep dive.
That would be interesting.
And not tell Riyadh. His feelings will be hurt. That was a seminal year for video games as well.
Yes, yes. So there was a panel on that. There was a whole anime track, frankly. There's a cosplay track. There's, you know, a sci-fi track. There's a steampunk track. I didn't do any steampunk stuff. It's not really my gig, but yeah, that's just a, you know, smorgasbord of stuff that I did there. I took a picture with Mike Coulter, which was really fun. He's a really nice dude.
I saw that. That was awesome.
Yeah.
Were you all like, if you ever need a Nashville Kung Fu master to back you up, here's my card.
There wasn't enough time to have a real conversation, but that would have been awesome.
I would sing the theme song to him.
That would be awesome.
They would escort me from the
I guarantee that's not the word of shit he's dealt with.
Yeah, probably not.
I am 42.
One day to retire, Mike Coulter. I'm sorry.
Walk in with my three children. I'm going to stop them, and I'm going to say, pim, 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 pim. They're going to walk me out.
Oh, that sounds awesome, man.
Yeah, yeah, I think you guys would definitely have a blast. It's there. I will say one thing: there's a parade that they do through the streets of Atlanta for Dragon Con on the Saturday morning, and it's a nightmare to walk to attempt to walk through the throngs of people that are all out in the street during that time. That's probably, unless you're like there to actually watch the parade and you don't have somewhere to else you want to be. And you want to just like find your spot on the street and then just sit for 2 hours. Boy, oh boy, 100,000 people just crowded into the street.
I've actually heard about that part of the show. Apparently it's like one of the big, I guess it sounds like the biggest part of it.
Yeah. I mean, it was huge, but we had somewhere to go and it was really tough to, cause our hotel was just right along the path. So we just hit it. And then it was a little difficult. There's a lot of people there. But overall, it was just an awesome experience. I highly recommend it.
Awesome. Yeah, that's one of those things where I a lot of cool stuff happens on Labor Day weekend. There's there's a Pacific Northwest version of ACL called Bumbershoot up here.
Interesting. Yeah.
Same idea, but it's the same weekend as PAX.
Sheesh. Ooh.
And Dragon Con. So it's like, why?
Yeah,
I mean, it makes sense that it is Labor Day weekend, so a lot of people have it off. But
yeah,
I don't care for those nerd Sophie's choices, though. Not one whit. Yeah. What'd you do on Labor Day, Key?
My kid threw up in the car behind me while I was driving down the street.
Exciting.
Let me tell you about parenthood. And it was my oldest, which is my reliable one. So, you know, it was just...
That's surprising.
Went from there.
Were you guys going anywhere? Or just this was just like, yeah, you know what?
We went to a party. Yeah. We went to a party and then experienced joy. And so karmically, it had to be balanced out with somebody throwing up on the ride back.
Yeah.
That's just, you know, the way that goes. The reason why you guys don't hear from me. Shouldn't ask these kind of questions. It's dark. It's
real dark. clean the vomit.
Everything was going real happy and good. And then
I drove
us into a bar ditch of sorrow. The only thing that makes me this sad is Dallas Cowboys.
All right, well, let me dodge out of the sadness. Oh, go ahead.
Hang on. Breaking news. Dez Bryant is having a tweet storm.
That ain't breaking news.
Oh, no. He's going full tilt on the Cowboys. We already have at least one Dan Bailey post.
No one picked him up, huh?
Apparently not.
I'm sure glad San Diego didn't get him. They haven't had problems with field goal kickers for years or anything.
Yeah.
They didn't miss one today, for example.
Right.
That was a home game, boys. And you could not tell for all the Chiefs fans in that goddamn stadium.
Now, I got to tell you how bizarre it is to see all this stuff about the son of somebody I went to high school with. It is weird. I went to school with Patrick Mahomes Sr.
How has this never come up in conversation? That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, his dad like pitched for the Mets and the Rangers and God. He was a journeyman mid reliever. He was an incredible pitcher.
He only made $20 million a year.
Right, yeah. Yeah. And apparently his son's even more athletic. So it's just really weird to be old enough that it's the son. You know, that's weird.
Well, it helps when you can throw to the Flash.
My God.
Down to like the red suit and everything.
Yeah.
Tyreek Hill is really fast. I'm just throwing that out there.
Dude is. Didn't he have a return today?
Did I see that? He was kind of living in that end zone that became a second residence for him.
Yeah, that kid's a hoss.
Yeah, he is. So Patrick Mahomes Sr., nice. All right.
Yep. So it's one more thing made me feel old.
Well, on that note, I did go to PAX West this year.
Right on.
Yes.
My 14th PAX. Where wow. I got.
Well, you're including East and West, I assume.
Yeah, East, West, and South.
And South, of course.
Yeah. And apparently when you hit the 14th one, they put you in the program.
Oh, yeah.
Which I did not realize.
That was awesome.
That was a real shock. It was amazing how long it took me to, like, on the uptick, that was us. Oh, that's like Gotham. Oh, that is Gotham. Wait a minute.
That's me.
Oh, no, I found myself last. That was the amazing. Oh. But, yeah, there is a – just to key in the listeners, there is a photo of us playing Dungeons & Dragons taken at PAX South 2016 in the PAX West 2018 manual, which was
hysterical.
Was pretty fun.
I mean, what – other than – I mean, the obvious choice for us to hit peak PAX would be – somebody either participating or winning the Omegathon from our group. But short of that, what more can we do at this point?
I'm tempted to run a panel for them. And I may offer that before too much longer.
You read my mind.
Because I just...
Is it going to be Japanese pop culture?
No, I was thinking actually how to do D&D homebrew.
Oh.
Because if I have to go to one more shitty GM panel, I'm going to pull what's left of my hair out.
Yeah. I like the idea of doing it like those, you know how they have those brewmaster courses where they teach you how to make beer?
Mm-hmm.
Doing it like that, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Well, I've got a lot of examples of how not to do it. So that I've got that holstered.
Yeah.
No, that I honestly, that's the part of Ariel's trip to Dragon Con I'm very jealous of. I mean, this sounds like they had really well run panels, and those are fun. Kurtz killed it on Friday night.
Cool.
Which he has that panel is either epically great or really blah, and this was one of the good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he's not there having to entertain like family members and whatnot, and it's just him with a little bit of Japanese whiskey and a group of 100 of super fans, it's a pretty good time.
They ever have a panel about how to do D&D with your kids?
You know, this year they did.
No shit.
Yes, well, sort of. They did. There was a panel run for first-time GMs. I did not attend it, but that was there. I thought that was a really good idea.
See, I'm thinking specifically about, like, doing that with your kids.
Yeah.
Because I've been toying with the notion, but I've never DM'd anything. So it's like...
Mike should submit that.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
But until they do that, Keisha, I'm going to point you towards Reddit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know that there's even some official, like... I don't even know what the things are called. The little...
Subreddits? Question mark?
Yeah.
No, sorry. I went off on a tangent.
That's fine.
When you can buy your own little thing with pre-made characters and...
Oh, like a module?
Module. Thank you. That's the word I'm looking for.
Oh, yeah. They got plenty of those.
So, for kids. I know they have some of those, but specifically about, you know, kind of riffing and creating your own stuff. Mm-hmm. I'd be interested in hearing how to do that with kids. That'd be fun.
Yeah, TSR, defunct for 25 years. Wizards of the Coast, rather. They've been killing it with the modules the last couple of years. Some of the best ones that let me dial that up. The best ones they've ever done.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. New one just dropped, actually. I'll give them a little free product placement. Waterdeep Dragon Heist just dropped this week.
What D&D version are they on now? Five?
Five.
And how's five different than four?
It's fun.
Oh, okay. Burn.
Is it more? I mean, four really simplified things. What did they make it a little bit more complex for five?
No, five is a stripped down version of 3.5. Four. I'm really glad. I mean, my snark aside, I'm really glad four happened because they rethought their game design in a way that was really helpful. Which they then reapplied to 3.5, and we got like kind of the ultimate version that's been in existence since 2015 now, which is to say 5th edition. Because 3.5 was like almost like too realistic.
Yeah.
It had tons of accounting and was super balanced in a way that they can make it. I'm treading carefully here. That could parts of it could certainly get tedious and were not fun, but yeah, fifth really is just kind of a monument to good game design.
Does it have 8th century farming mechanics?
No. Turns out you don't need them.
Oh, that sounds great.
There's no agrarian macroeconomy whatsoever.
All right.
it's like in The Magicians where in Fillory they just, you know, they're like, we don't do farming, we have magic.
No, PAX was great. I got another little quick fan thrill at the first Q&A when they not only answered my question, but I got out of both of them, that's a really good question.
Oh, really?
And I was like, oh, thanks, man.
Nice.
Oh, I guess it probably hasn't uploaded yet, has it? I was asking Mr. Holkins about the idea that his D&D character, Omen Dran, is you know, a kind of a riff on CEOs.
Uh-huh.
And he created that character back in 2007 during the 4th edition. And he's still playing it. As of 2016, Jerry is now a CEO in real life.
Mm-hmm.
And my question was, have that changed the way he played that character at all?
Nice. So, that's a very good question.
I tend to think about Dungeons and Dragons too much, so...
Oh, that's a good question.
So, so.
No shit. That is a good question. I like that. Now I want to know the answer, but I'll wait and watch it.
Yeah.
That way.
Should be uploading on their YouTube station before too much longer. But yeah, no, they've got a lot of cool D&D/PAX stuff coming. They made a module in
it
with Wizards. So that'll be dropping, I think, some early 2019.
Was there like a Neverwinter Nights level or something like that?
Yes.
Man, that's wild.
But yeah, they're going to have like their own like adventure module. for the tabletop.
Oh,
very cool.
That should be really fun. We'll see. God, there's a lot of good video games, boys. Yeah. I don't know how you play even a fraction of this shit anymore.
It's tough.
I don't know how you are a well-rounded nerd anymore. Between that and streaming and this, all the fucking television that's really solid and or great, that's just hitting us nonstop.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really have to pick like a couple of things you really want to be into, and that's almost like it.
Yeah.
When does Game of Thrones hit?
It ends in 2019. Speaking of the last part of the monoculture. Because once that's gone.
Yeah. So that comes next year?
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit on Twitter. 2019 is the fabled year when everything comes out.
I think it's next summer, right? I think that's the rumor.
Good Lord.
And yeah, apparently we're getting 6 short movies. So.
Oh, really? I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, that's the rumor I heard from a fairly well-connected source.
Oh, cool.
It's going to be like the Westworld finale, but 6 of those.
Oh, shit.
I mean.
You're not going to know who's a White Walker. It's going to be fucking off the chain.
You wrong for that.
Well, no, that's well done. But I mean, yeah, we've already seen so many things on that show that I never thought we'd see on a television screen. And so, but they got to go bigger, right? So God only knows what we're going to see.
Yeah.
I mean, there's going to be a dragon on dragon fight, obviously, right? At some point. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I believe it.
But maybe it's okay, because, I mean, the Long Night sounds like that is going to happen, the follow-up series, so.
Say cool. What?
HBO selected The Long Night as their follow-up to Game of Thrones.
What is?
Of the 5 pilots that they, I think it's 5, maybe 6 pilots that they commissioned.
What's The Long Night about?
That's the first battle against the Night King.
Oh, okay. So it's a prequel?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very prequel.
Ah, goddamn.
Those are always good, though. I think there's no problems there whatsoever.
Prequels?
We have a rich history of those like working perfectly when it comes to storied IP.
Oh, Jesus.
No, watch. They'll say directed by George R. R. Martin.
Oh, God. There's
roughly a quarter second where I thought you were serious. Thank you for that. Like a little hit of acid. Just that little, where am I? What?
Oh. All right, so you've been doing Spider-Man. I just was living it up on Voltron.
Oh, right, that's something I have to catch up on.
Oh, my God. How is it that good?
My kids are spoiling the shit out of me, and I haven't seen past episode 5 of the first season.
Oh, Keyshawn, you have to catch up. They turn Shiro into Adama.
Yeah.
Character arc. They literally turn him into Admiral Wavos.
Yeah.
I would love to have known what the point was where in that writer's room they just looked at each other like, so we're doing YA Battlestar, right? That's what this is now. We're all in agreement. Okay, let's... All right, good. Go.
Our course is set.
Yeah, it really is.
That's what everybody should do. Is
oh, work. Man. Yeah, and the last season will also drop this year, which I didn't believe. But so they not only have they been excellent, but they've been cranking them out.
For real.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Am I remembering correctly, though? Actually, I'm going to give you some hope here, Key. Ariel, I'm remembering correctly that this is the same group that brought us The Legend of Korra?
At least a few of the creative team worked on Korra and Avatar The Last Airbender.
Okay, so I need to watch the hell out of that here very shortly.
I highly recommend both series.
Okay.
And I hear that some of the other creative folks are doing this new... I don't know if it's a show or if it's a movie called The Dragon Prince. It's another animated thing coming to Netflix. So a different set of the creative team worked on that, and apparently that's also being hailed in previews as a good successor to Avatar and Korra. So looking forward to checking that out too, because these folks
do good stuff. I did see an ad for that. I didn't realize that was them.
Yeah, I mean, neither at first, but yeah, I learned about awesome. That this week. Yeah.
I haven't checked out Disenchantment yet, but I'm excited to do so.
Yeah, same.
I bet that'll be fun. And since the Cowboys are effectively tanking, I should have my Sundays free.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's a feature, not a bug.
The feature is the bug.
Makes things a little easier.
Yeah, I freed up some time, I guess. Oh, God. You know what? It's okay. We got Doncic. So our basketball team is back. That's good. The Sounders are kicking ass up here. It's all right. My football team is terrible.
We got a soccer team here now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. Have you heard?
No, you're breaking it live.
Oh, yeah. Austin, where did we steal it from, Ariel? Somebody else's team.
This is news to me, too. I didn't realize we actually finally got a team.
Yeah, we got a team. It was official last week, I think. City Council met, and it's like all a go.
Oh, Columbus, Ohio. There's a headline on Deadspin. Austin, Texas is set to rob Columbus, Ohio of its MLS team.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, they're putting...
MLS. Okay, cool.
They're putting the stadium over by the Domain, so there'll be plenty of room and parking.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I there's no problems with that whatsoever. Good job, Austin.
It's the same as it ever was.
Yeah, exactly.
Dear fuck.
Yep.
So they're just going to call it Austin FC.
Yeah, although they've got a logo that's like this tree.
I'm mildly relieved it's not the Austin Texans, so I'm going to call that a win.
No. They're, it's like the Oaks or something like that.
It's
something god-awful. I mean, so while they're called Austin FC, there's this logo for like an oak, and so what's going around town is calling them the Oaks.
Huh. That I'm less excited about.
Exactly, yeah. And they have this whole spiel about how the roots of the tree and the logo represent the fans. And then
I'm seeing it now. I see it. Oh, yep.
There's 11 leaves, one for each player on the pitch. And then there's the branches that represent the four blah, blah bullshit. It's so god-awful, Austin-y. It hurts.
Mm. Yep. It's the colors are interesting. It's like this green and black and white. I wouldn't have expected that.
That's not bad.
Yeah. That's I mean, cool. The oak is a strange choice to some extent, but
yeah, they really ought to be the cedar trees.
That's Texas's third. Yeah, right. That's Texas's third MLS team, though.
Dallas has one. Who is this? Houston have one?
Houston Dynamo.
Oh, okay. So there you go.
Yeah. No, Dallas FC is quite good, actually. Yeah, I hear you. What's up?
Did he fall off?
I hear Ariel. And I did hear, there's Keyshawn. There we go.
Yeah, I cut out for a bit. I made a joke and there was dead silence. I thought that's the worst joke I've ever made.
Oh, the cedar thing?
Yeah.
No, I caught that.
That's the last thing I said. I heard nothing after that.
Oh.
I started making cricket sounds.
Well, I wasn't, you know, LMFAO or anything, but I did chuckle. So I think you probably just lost sound.
Yeah, should be an interesting thing to have a club here. I was sort of following it from afar, but I didn't really realize things had picked up so much, and we actually already got an actual damn team. So that's exciting.
Have either of you guys, and this is going to sound weird, but I'm going to throw it out there. Have you either been out to the cinema to see Crazy Rich Asians?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I really enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah, so did I.
Yeah. Really strong date movie, and there hasn't been one in a while.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
I think the most surprising thing to me was how good Asian covers of American pop culture songs work. Hell, Yellow was better. And we lost Keyshawn.
Oh yeah, he's like,
well, unintentionally, listeners. He really hates Coldplay. Let me call him back real quick.
I'm seeing the image now of like intertwined oaks, two live oaks working together as one, stands for the bond between club and city.
Wow. That is the hippiest, dippiest shit I've ever heard.
11 leaves are held aloft by the branches, representing the 11 players on the pitch being lifted by our supporters. Oh, boy.
You hear that, Columbus? You're getting off easy. Tough year for Ohio.
When is it not?
Well, ain't that the goddamn truth? Well, they did get Khalil Mack, so that's working out pretty well.
There you go. Oh,
I'm having a real tough time with LeBron as a Laker, and it hasn't even happened yet. Just not good.
It's hard to even visualize him in the uniform for whatever reason for me. I mean, it'll happen. It's already happening. It's just, yeah.
You know what that is? That's because the Lakers are horrible, and they should always be killed. That's what you're reacting to viscerally there. that movie was great. It's having a difficult time articulating it.
Yeah,
I just went the hell out of it.
It was, I mean, it was funny. It was, you know, brought Singapore to the forefront in a way that, I mean, I can't think of another movie that showcases the country, that way, which is, you know, really cool and new. The actors and actresses are just all phenomenal.
Yes. They all killed.
Yeah. It was real solid.
It's not often that you get a screenplay that lets that many characters like shine. That's a special skill.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's two more books in the series, and I think they've already got greenlit for a sequel.
Of course they did. I mean, it was always going to be a big deal here on the West Coast, but yeah. I'm glad that it's finding, you know, purchase in places like Texas. That's awesome. Well, Keyshawn, I see your face in the chat. Can you hear me? Nope. Okay. This episode is sponsored in part by Google Hangouts. Google Hangouts, it kind of works.
Does it happen to you guys too, or is it just me?
No, it's just you.
Did you get like cut out? Cut off? Like right now?
God damn it. There.
Just swear more. That seems to be helping. It can detect your rage.
Shit.
Oh, I hope it never works. This is the best time.
I've got nothing else to reboot.
No, we can hear you, man.
You can't. Oh, wonderful. Keyshawn going on a spit frothing curse. Fucking great. I've been in my closet. I've been fighting Wi-Fi.
That was like the opposite of Montgomery Scott, man. You completely lost your cool. Oh. Never join Starfleet.
No shit.
That was, you know what that was? That was Chewie at the end of Empire, just smacking the damn thing, and he's so pissed off.
Exactly.
Oh, God. I am
this podcast, Chewbacca.
They told me they fixed it. Oh.
Ariel does all the cool stuff.
Not all the time.
See, even answers a cool way. Not all the time. Just this time.
Hang on, let me go pick up one of my cloaks.
It's what I miss.
You were talking. Crazy Rich Asians. There we go.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So if I knew nothing about it anyway, I couldn't offer anything.
Yeah, it wasn't even like a particularly profound storyline. They just, we got to see a different culture. And God, that's so sad, right? That helped, that meant so much. And it wasn't even like a cult. It was like it was just a different kind of one percenter.
Yeah, I mean,
it was, but it was super interesting.
Oh, it's a show?
It's a film.
It's a film.
Oh. Yeah, great, great date movie if you and the wife get a chance.
I just thought you meant you were talking about Crazy Rich Asians.
Well, that's kind of the genius title of the title. Michelle Yeoh is particularly great in it.
Yeah.
That's be a consistent finding.
Yeah, she really has had a nice little career coming out of, you know, Hong Kong Wushu.
Wasn't she Crouching Tiger?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that was the first thing I
saw. And also Empress Georgiou or whatever the hell that mess of a Star Trek series was.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah, in Discovery. I mean, yeah, she's been in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Hollywood-wise, since over the last 10, 20 years?
Yeah, I mean, her breakthrough role was Wiz, and she was in Tomorrow Never Dies.
Right.
Which was not a good movie. But
also correct.
but she is in it. And then Crouching Tiger, we got to see a whole other side of her.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to see some of her older Hong Kong stuff, I highly recommend the film Yes, Madam. She kicks a lot of ass in that film. Also, Cynthia Rothrock does as well.
Okay.
It's not Shaw Brothers.
It is not Shaw Brothers, but I mean, the Shaw Brothers stopped making movies like several years before Yes, Madam came about. So
yeah,
anything, it's sort of an inheritor of
yeah, they're old school.
Yeah,
picturing her as a 4-year-old in the Shaw Brothers film, just kicking ass.
I would be okay with that.
I would too. I'd frankly, yeah, somebody ought to make something like that.
Well, Spy Kids was kind of that, right?
Was it?
Well, they were kids and they did martial arts.
Oh, no. I meant like a Shaw Brothers. Is anybody making stuff like Shaw Brothers films now?
I wouldn't say exactly like the Shaw Brothers films. That style is just kind of gone by the wayside. I talk about this a lot. We talked about this a lot back in the Kung Fu Conversations days in that podcast, Santanu and I, like that legacy. No one's really inherited it quite the same. You have the pulse pounding stuff that came out of Thailand and Indonesia several years back. So, you know, Ong Bak and the Raid, stuff like that, that has some of the intensity, but it's up the violence factor quite a bit.
Yeah.
Compared to the old school Shaw stuff. And Hong Kong cinema just doesn't emphasize the same stuff like it used to. Really. I mean, I think Jackie Chan's stuff and some of Donnie Yen's stuff from the early 90s are probably the closest, but it really drops off.
Maybe Jet Li as well. I would throw in there.
Yeah, a little bit of Jet Li as well. Yeah. His stuff starts to get a little bit flashier, but yeah.
What about Wu-Tang?
The Wu-Tang Clan?
Well, just the one. the man with the iron fist, but I liked that.
you read my mind. Yeah. Trying to remember.
Yeah, and the RZA is a huge fan of Shaw Brothers, so he was trying to replicate the feel. I think that's, you know, close in fight style at least.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now, with the insatiable need to drive subscriptions, everything that was old is now becoming new, so a revival that might be right around the corner.
Yeah, I remember, what's his name? Rob Rodriguez's channel, the El Rey Network, they bought like the rights to the broadcast rights in the U.S. to all the Shaw Brothers films. Unfortunately, I feel like they didn't do much with it other than air an old movie every now and then on that channel. So it'd be cool to have like a more of a revival and like a dedicated service to making more of that content. Who knows what the audience size is.
On title. Come on.
That was my favorite. Fuck Sling TV.
I get, there we go. Yeah, though it's got to come back soon. I mean, good God, Magnum PI is coming back in a week.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
It's not Magnum PI if it doesn't have a 4-inch caterpillar mustache.
He has to grow. I bet he has to work up to that.
He needs an origin story for the mustache.
No shit. That's all right. I'd watch it.
See, we turned you around on it already.
The only way. There better be in this episode one, there be something about the story of how this stash has to grow over the course of season one. It's the same as having Kit without the little red thing on the front.
See, in my head, it should be like Henry Cavill in MI5. He should just summon it.
He goes Super Saiyan and then mustache just comes out.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Whenever he's facing off and it's not his final form.
Exactly.
I feel like we just crossed Magnify with PI with the Shaw Brothers.
Yeah.
I'm kind of okay with that.
And then you can have like another Death Wish show where they have the origin of, you know, Charles Bronson's character where he also grows a mustache.
Oh, Laird Beach did that. Willis remade it last year.
Oh, right. I forgot about that. I was hoping for a mustache cinematic universe. That's where I was headed.
Yes.
With the other MCU.
That would be phenomenal.
Nimoy was the first one to do it with the fucking goatee in the mirror universe.
Oh, that's true.
This shit goes back really far.
Oh man,
you can tie it all together.
This is better than the Fosterverse.
What? Evil Superman didn't have he only had like a little shade.
No, he just had like maroon instead of red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He didn't have a mustache.
But you're right. Yeah, he was a little unshaven. He had like a one-day beard.
Yeah, exactly, but it wasn't
a super. He was more badass though.
Yeah, it's true. He was more badass than a mustache. God damn. Struck upon something here, gentlemen.
We did it. I don't know what it is, but
mission accomplished.
Hell, even Captain America.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's how you know he went rogue.
Exactly. Holy shit!
I'm gonna miss Hipster Cap though.
Yeah,
it's coming. In the fabled year of 2019.
True, true. Hey, what did you guys think of the Captain Marvel first images and whatnot?
Oh, I loved it.
I thought this sure isn't a trailer.
that thought also crossed my mind.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But it looked real good, the pictures anyway. And I like the whole idea of the Star Force thing.
Me too.
I wasn't expecting that. That's a kind of a neat twist.
Any conjecture on how it is that they're going to keep her at a given age, given that this movie is going to be in the 90s, and then she's going to pop up at Avengers 4.
I'm going to go with she's half Kree and Kree don't crack. So,
oh, really?
That's my guess.
Okay.
Like, I legitimately think they're going to make her half Kree, like from birth or something, instead of having some weird accident or whatever. And they're just going to gloss over it and bam, okay. You know, they live forever, not forever, but for a long time. And that's why, you know, Ronan looks the same in Guardians and in this film and all that stuff. I think that's probably how they're going to go with it.
Okay. Yeah, that works.
I'm sure it's going to work. It's.
Oh, shit.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, Green Bay.
Oh, I thought it was your internet again.
Son of a bitch. Son of a bitch. They just came back and tied it.
Well, how? Is Rogers okay, I guess?
Yeah, Rogers came back.
Okay.
It is.
Oh, well, I should check my fantasy football score then.
Holy shit.
That sounds like I might be right back in this. I am right back in this. You're right. He is. Oh, my God.
Unbelievable.
Hey, can I take a moment to congratulate the Cleveland Browns for not losing today?
Yeah, no kidding. If someday they could find a way to win, it'll be.
Yeah. Well, listen, baby steps.
That's right.
It's back to our theme of Ohio's having a hard year.
Yeah, no lie.
When you're unironically excited about a tie.
Yeah.
And you're not an MLS team.
Only the Browns could pull that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Woo. Green Bay's up by one with 2 minutes left.
Is there anything that hasn't come back yet that you guys are kind of surprised hasn't yet?
Blade.
Oh, you had that holstered.
I really
I've been thinking about it a lot.
I
have? I mean, he's out of prison. I mean, why have we not had a Blade movie? Come on, Marvel.
Well, he's not half crazy. He got older.
That's fine. I'll take Blade Jr.
You know what? I honestly think the answer to that question is that the first one still works.
You're right.
You can pop that bitch in today, and it's like it still works really well.
It's true.
Yeah. That's a good film all the way through.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Now the sequels. That's another story. Yeah.
Do you guys feel like they were bagged on a little bit too much though? Because I do. I thought 2 and 3 were just fine.
I thought they were passable, but they kind of suffered from the Matrix came out. You know, the Blade hit, it had its own thing. Then Matrix came out and just upped that whole techno, dark, whatever you want to call it.
Cyberpunk.
Yeah. And I thought Blade was trying to then play catch up to it the rest of the time.
The rise and fall of the Matrix as an IP is really interesting to me.
Yeah. So talk about Shaw Brothers' influence. I mean, Yuen Woo-ping was the choreographer. He's not part of the Shaw Brothers franchise, but they hired him because they wanted that Shaw Brothers feel in the martial arts of that whole thing. And the Wachowski siblings were very much fans of that. And like, it just, kind of back to the rise and then collapse of it. It just didn't hold water somehow.
It was just, it was so big culturally for 4 years. And then people decided they really hated those sequels.
Yeah.
Which have since grown on me.
Yeah, I never understood the hate at the time. I know they're not as good, but that first one is so perfect. It's like it kind of had to go the other way.
Yeah, it's like you're going to disappoint people no matter what you do.
Yeah.
I am kind of surprised.
You flew to the sun. I mean, okay, well.
Yeah.
There's no encore for that.
Yeah.
So if you get halfway back, that's pretty good.
I think if the Matrix had more staying power of the trilogy, I think that style of martial arts you'd probably see a lot more in cinema than the branching and modifications that we saw in the last 20 years since then.
So you guys don't think John Wick is part of the Matrix universe?
No.
Okay.
He would just murder the Agent Smith.
I like to think of it as like this is Neo's dream of what dream life of what he would have been.
No, seriously, John Wick is clearly part of the other MCU.
Right, of course.
He's got the badass facial hair.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw like a photo from the set of John Wick 3, and it was John Wick riding a horse, shooting a guy in a motorcycle.
Saw that. I was just and, like, I don't need context. This is amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
You had me at hello. Shut up and take my money.
And of course, he's in a suit riding the horse.
Of course, yes.
His horse instead of his dog.
Oh
god!
You killed my horse. Took my. Oh, can't remember the line. I'm so excited.
That's probably next year too, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
It's the only thing that's not. If it's not.
We're going to have to buy a movie pass. That's all there is to it.
If it's still around.
Yeah. No. No, they are not. Leave that as an exercise to the listener to try calling them. I still think it's a good idea, though.
Yeah, I'm so sure.
Maybe someone will bring it back.
Yeah, if somebody gives me free money, I think it's a great idea.
Right?
I think you'll see similar plans from the actual movie franchises like the AMC theaters of the world before too long is my guess.
I almost feel like the entity that's going to have the final say in this is Disney.
Oh,
They already wield a tremendous amount of power as to what the cinemas do and don't do right now.
Yeah. If anybody just starts broadcasting their films on their own freaking channel, it'd be Disney.
Yeah.
They're going to have their own streaming service.
Correct.
Yeah.
They're going to morph into Netflix.
Yeah, I think that's exactly their plan.
I think I'm kind of okay with that.
Well, except Disney. What is Disney? I mean,
The only trick is Netflix will be for adults, Disney will be for kids? Or are they going to start like...
Disney is no longer just cartoons.
Well, yeah.
They own all the things.
Disney still hasn't had like any kind of like R-rated anything, as far as I'm aware.
They're about to buy 20th Century Fox, so they'll have Deadpool.
Well, I know they're going to have Deadpool, and I've been wondering what in the world are they going to do there? Is Deadpool going to be the first one?
Miramax was theirs, right?
Oh, maybe?
I don't know.
That was very art house with a, you know, capital R.
Ben, I thought Miramax was like a Weinstein. Yep.
It was a Weinstein thing, but Disney bought it in 1993.
Jeez, that's after.
Okay, I can't drop my mic or this podcast is over, but I'm just putting it out there.
Yes, that's good. That's a good call. Oh, wait, but then they got sold to Filmyard Holdings in 2010.
Oh, of course.
And then in 2016, ownership of the company was transferred to the, this is a European company. They make a sports channel. I don't know how to pronounce it. It's either BN, like B-E-I-N, or Bain. I don't. No, for sure.
Bane's color.
Yeah, yeah. They have like that purple and white sports channel you see if you've ever been to Europe. You know,
yeah.
Like, when, what have you?
Fuck Sling TV.
Oh, they're a Qatari sport and entertainment network. My apologies.
Oh.
BN Sports was created in France, but the media group as a whole is Qatari.
So Qatar owns Miramax right now is what you're telling me.
Yeah, for all intents and purposes, sure.
Wow.
The country?
No, just the...
Because I would believe that, given what the Qatar buys everything.
Apparently it's pronounced BN, and it's just a company that's, you know, run and operated in Qatar or Qatar, however you pronounce it.
All right. That was a way more complicated answer than I was prepared for.
Yeah, that was like, oh, they did get bought by Disney, and then it's like, whoa, this goes deeper.
There was a lot of there.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm sure during the Disney time, they probably released a rated R film, right? They must have, or something like that.
I can't think of any.
Apparently, it got bought just after Pulp Fiction came out, which is a Miramax film.
And definitely a hard R.
Yeah. Dogma came out at that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kevin Smith was a partner with Miramax for a long time.
Yeah. I don't know if that was rated R, but maybe there's a chance there. Anyway, it's neither here nor there. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do with the Fox stuff once the transaction goes through.
Yeah. Because theoretically they have things like Predator now, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Walt was famously humorless when it came to like a certain level of profanity and
right
adult material, but you know he's passed away many years ago now. So
yeah, but they still haven't done it. And now
it's true they haven't made a foray into it.
Yeah, and now they're gonna have Deadpool who's waiting in it.
But, I mean, they could. I mean, an option that they could do is dilute him, right? I mean, they can make it PG-13 from here on out if they really want. I'm right. Just saying, like, it's an option they have. They can,
yeah,
they can certainly do that.
Yeah, I think we'd all be excited about that, though.
Yeah, I agreed.
Yeah.
Well, if and when Stan Lee ever passes, wouldn't Deadpool be the perfect one to show up randomly and stuff?
Oh, as the Marvel totem of sorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that, especially with the end of Deadpool 2 and the time machine and all that stuff.
All of them.
Well, I need to go rent that immediately.
Wait a minute, you haven't seen Deadpool 2?
Oh, sorry. No, it's fine, bud.
It's not. I mean, without it's just kind of like the ending stuff. I don't think it's too much of a hit. You won't be missing much.
It's Deadpool. there ain't no Rosebud moment in there. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Well, there are.
There are. And I'll tell you, I
stand corrected.
I did not like the movie until I got towards the end, and then I was like, "Son of a bitch, I love this movie."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It takes some twists.
Yeah.
But you weren't enjoying it.
Well, without spoiling, I would say I was enjoying it, but I didn't like the overall direction. And then the direction went and just, you know, flipped on its fucking ear.
Okay, that's fine. I'll have to watch it, and we'll do a deeper dive on it.
Yeah. Mitch Trubisky with the fumble to end the game.
That's my boy. The pride of North Carolina, or wherever the hell he's actually from. Khalil Mack, don't play offense, Mitch. I'm sorry.
Sweet, right there.
Only so much he can do.
Bring out the backup quarterback because Aaron Rodgers can't kneel.
What?
I'm joking. He's been.
I was like, is that a dig against Kaepernick?
Oh no, that wasn't. Rodgers can barely walk, guys. Okay. Hopping around on one foot the entire game, and rather than kneel it, they're literally running the ball because I literally don't think Rodgers can take a knee. I really don't.
Well, can he just? Oh, he couldn't get back up though. Is the concern? Okay, never mind.
Yeah. So lower him if he does it.
Yes. Well, can't they just get Kaiser back after that bullshit?
Yeah, that's what I'm kind of saying.
Or would that be a dig at Kaepernick? It has been surreal to watch those Nike commercials during NFL football games. Yeah. It really does really espouse their commitment to just making money. It puts you exactly where the owners are at on this. We do not care. We just want to make cash.
The memes that have come from it are priceless.
Oh, yes. The Melania Trump one was great.
Oh, I haven't seen that one.
I enjoyed the one that Keyshawn shared of Jason Garrett.
Oh,
yeah. Also hurt.
The Thanos one's still my favorite.
I gotta go find that one.
Yeah. But they're all good. There's not many bad ones. They're all
I was just futzing around on YouTube the other night, and I saw Brolin was on Colbert's show and did the reading Trump tweets as Thanos. That was pretty fun.
Oh, wow.
I hadn't seen that.
And a little bit chilling.
Sure.
I was like, oh, this fits a little too well. I am uncomfortable.
Oh, just have that as a trailer for the next Avengers. That'd be awesome.
Oh, bleh. No. I don't think I'd go that far. Okay, I know Ariel has seen it, but how about you, Keyshawn? Have you imbibed any of Ali Wong's Netflix specials?
No.
Oh, you need to rectify that inadequacy immediately.
Oh, there's so many inadequacies I've got to rectify.
She was she's a good time.
Someone was cosplaying as her at Dragon Con.
That is like, amazing.
Really? Her first special where she was pregnant and she had the red glasses on and whatever. Someone was cosplaying as that version of Ali Wong
at
Dragon Con.
Yeah, I really enjoyed her stuff. She some of her stuff's a little raunchier than I care for, but she's very funny.
Yeah.
When is the Norm MacDonald show coming?
This month.
Oh my
God. Thank you for sending that to me. I had no idea. I'm very excited for that.
Oh, I am
yet another alternative to Iron Fist season 2.
Did you say another competitor to Iron Fist?
Alternative. Hey, no competition. Dan Rand untapped out. Oh, at least I think so. I don't know. I'm sure Ariel will let us know.
I'll keep you posted on my findings.
Once Spidey lets him.
Yeah. Another thing you can do, just real quick, that reminds me in the Spider-Man game, is you can go find Rand Industries building Sanctum Sanctorum.
Take a shit.
You know, Josie's bar from Daredevil.
I shit on the rain.
That's not a move you're allowed to do.
You can't squat?
No,
it's squat.
Left, right, up, down. Oh. That is a joke that's only funny if you're over 40. Or pushing it, I guess.
You can also find Alias Investigations and all those things. Avengers Tower, that's just, yeah. They did good.
Awesome.
They done did good.
Man, I'm going to have to buy a damn PS4. God damn it.
Man, it's okay.
They're not that expensive now. Their price has gone down a lot.
No, the problem is that as soon as I have one, then the temptation to buy the 4K discs is going to be overwhelming.
Oh, you haven't converted yet?
And that won't stop. No.
If you get a regular PS4, it's not 4K capable. So just buy yourself a regular PS4, then you'll just be in good old Blu-ray land.
You know me, I'll never do that.
The advice is sound, but he's not going to take it.
I know, that's the problem.
I'm just going to leave that right here. Just going to leave it.
Damn. He's going to walk right by it.
That's right.
Into the part of the store where everything's under lock and key because it's so damn expensive.
Yeah. Right.
Oh. It's like, well, they don't all have to go to college, right?
Exactly.
Keyshawn, did Texas beat Tulsa yesterday?
No.
Wow. All right, I'm dodging out of that real fast.
They did. They did, but they
but not really. But not really.
Not really. No. Yeah. If you beat Tulsa by 7, you know, I mean.
No, I got you, man.
Tulsa's like the smallest school in the FBS, and it's
in
like
Oklahoma.
Which is barely
a state.
I mean, I've got two teams that are afraid to pass in the middle of the field, and it just kills me. Between the Horns and the Cowboys, it's just painful. It's a novelty to see other teams that are so adventurous that they'll throw across the middle.
I got no rejoinder to that. It's just that's a Cleveland Browns, hey, we tied level of sadness.
Yeah, it really is.
I don't know how they fell that far. I'm still struggling with it. They with that recruiting base and that much cash as they're willing to dump into it, it seems they really should be a top 25 team every year.
They should. I have no clue.
They're losing recruits to such stalwarts as TCU and Baylor.
Yeah.
Listeners, don't go to Waco, Texas. Ain't nothing there.
Yeah.
Ditto Fort Worth.
Hope goes to die.
And yet
they're mustering the power to destroy the Texas Longhorns.
Yeah, it's just weird.
Yeah, it's bad.
I don't know how the hell they got there.
I think it's the uniforms.
You blame on the burnt orange?
I think the fact that they just wear white uniforms with the orange is too plain, so kids don't want to like play well. But if you give them fancy uniforms, they'll play better. At this point, that's the only thing that hasn't been tried.
Like Austin Oaks FC.
Yeah. give them some Oaks uniforms. Tell them you got to earn these burnt
orange. You got to earn your leaf.
Oh, God. That's
hopefully they're just workshopping it. Maybe it's not a done deal.
Like you, it freed up my Saturday, though. So I got to watch some other good teams play.
Well, does it matter? I mean, doesn't Alabama have a quarterback now? Does it really matter anymore?
Yeah, I know.
It's just like, okay, who gets to lose to the Warriors in the finals?
Some WWF level shit.
Play NBA. Everybody's playing for silver. Well, guys, I think we're good. It's been a long one.
I think so.
It's getting late your time, so I think we can close down this. If anyone has any final remarks?
Oh man, I got nothing
regarding mustaches or otherwise.
Oh yeah.
I think we've said what needs to be said about the second MCU. It's going to be phenomenal.
Who's going to be the showrunner?
Oh.
Who has the most incredible beard in Hollywood?
Tom Selleck.
But then he can't be in it, can he?
Mm. Yeah. You need someone who can hire a good beard / mustache cultivator.
the Beard Whisperer.
Exactly.
What's the guy from Parks and Rec?
Oh, Nick Offerman?
Yes.
But he should be in it, man. He should be in the cinematic universe.
Well, I would think, oh, you're why not? Can't you?
How about Ronald Moore? He's got a pretty good facial hair thing going there.
All right.
No? Yeah. Boy, that I got nothing on that.
I don't know. No, I don't know what he looks like. I don't know what many of the showrunners look like.
Oh. I thought he might be an exception since he's done a lot of after the show featurettes.
Yeah, he's got a I mean, he's behind the scenes, but he sports the good facial hair.
Stan Lee.
Yeah. Well, Stan ain't long for this world, though.
No, but he should rule it.
Also, while he does. Stan Lee has a cameo in the Spider-Man game. Just gonna. Fucking that's my final thought on that.
It's the perfect game.
God, well, that's going to cross the two MCUs over, though, if he's in both of them.
What's wrong with that?
He is the bridge that unites all of the MCUs.
Who's the big bad?
It's a
fan of the other MCU.
Oh, he's got to collect all the different mustaches. Guys,
it's Tilda Swinton with her shaved head.
They got to collect the full facial hair collection, right? The mutton chops, the goatee, yeah. to put them all together.
The infinity beard.
Exactly. It's got red hair, blonde hair, dark hair, gray hair.
Oh, that's right.
Well, you said that I just picture ZZ Top type stuff, kind of facial hair. Yeah.
It's made up of all the lesser beards. Got the time beard. The power beard.
Well, I would watch it, but I'm weird.
I'm all over this. Are you kidding me? That's great. I want the infinity beard so bad.
But you got to work up to that, though.
It, honestly, that's my Halloween costume for 2019. I'm going to wear the infinity beard.
People are just going to think you're part of Pride, though, man.
Look, honestly, somebody pointed out to me that I look like Thanos, and they put a pic. It was our friend Ruben.
Punch that person.
It was Ruben.
Oh, okay.
And, he was right, and I was like, son of a bitch. I might paint myself purple. Just wear my standard business suit at Halloween. Infinity, but yeah,
and read Trump tweets.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I would grow out a long beard and paint it different colors just to have the infinity beard.
I'm telling you, they're gonna think it's a pride thing, though.
Yeah,
you know, I don't care. That's awesome too.
All right, as long as just you know, as long as you're cool with like the alternative all. Interpretation there.
Yes, the infinity beard accepts all.
Is infinite after all.
It takes all covers.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this has been the most ridiculous episode of Full of Sun podcast yet. I've been Cyrus Mortazavi of Kirkland, Washington. You can follow me on Twitter at Cyrus Mortazavi or my site, greatswordstudios.com. I will be opening commissions very soon, probably within a week or so. So, and Daddy needs money to go to Disney World. So, don't be shy. Awesome. I'd like to thank, Ariel Rodriguez of Austin, Texas, and Comics Stripped Podcast.
Thank you.
What's on the docket for the next show?
Issue 6 is coming up soon, next week. Next week, the 18th, maybe a little bit more than a week away. We're covering Deadpool Classic Volume 1, speaking of Deadpool, which is, well, you'll just have to listen but to the episode, but some interesting opinions on that one. It's like the first several story arcs of Deadpool ever in the 90s. And then so,
I think that's Mark Waid, isn't it?
There's the Rob Liefeld, Fabian Nicieza stuff, and there's a Mark Waid and a Joe Kelly.
Yeah, okay.
In there as well.
I think there's some early Joe Madureira era before he went all yes. Eastern influence.
Indeed there is.
Yeah.
Indeed there is.
All right.
Yeah. And Monstrous Volume 1. Cyrus, so you recommend it. Other folks recommend it. So
fist pump.
We're covering that too. It's going to be a good episode. a little bit different than the other stuff we covered on the Deadpool side specifically.
But, very appropriately dropping on my birthday.
Well, there you go.
Last and certainly not least, the future wielder of the Infinity Beard from Austin, Texas, Keyshawn Trubisky, unless he wants to ditch that moniker.
I've lost it. It's Keyshawn Rogers.
How's your leg?
Terrible. It's terrible.
A large man fall on it tonight. Did not care for it. This episode and previous episodes of Full of Sound and Fury are available at fulofsoundandfury.com or via subscription at iTunes. This has been a Great Sword Studios production. Copyright 2018.
Infinity Beard! It'll save every one of us!